in my own opinion, I would say that direct provision is just making people, you know, suffer a lot. In some direct provisions are much better, but some of them are, you know, not well, you know, occupied, and they don't have any social activities or I found it's a bit frustrating, really, the direct provision.
But were you glad to be, you know, at least in a country where you knew you had some degree of safety? I mean, was there any feeling of that?
Yeah, of course. You know, you are safe and you're happy about that. But at the same time, you're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to study, and you don't have any social activities. You remain in that place 24/7, and then I think it's. I think people should be allowed to do some work or have education rights, or, you know, just at least to communicate with the Irish people, and, you know, to be integrated. Mm. But when they live in direct provisions, it's of course, I mean, on the other hand, we cannot say, oh, we provide them houses, or we can, you know, it doesn't work in that way. We have to find the other, you know, the middle way solution to that question.
What would be the middle way solution?
Well, the middle way solution, I don't know, we keep in direct provisions or giving people a right to work or study or until they you know, that their situation is sorted. But I don't have my own solution, so we need to, I mean, the government or some other experts, they need to work on that. And but the direct provision, I think it's costing government a lot of money as well. Mm. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you often wonder, would it not be more beneficial to have people doing something or working?
I believe with the less money that they can do better.
Yeah. And what would you like to have done? What would you like to have been allowed to do?
Well, I would love to have education rights, learning language, integrating with the other communities and with Irish people and the day grade people, you know, go to, you know, at least you can be, if you work, you can have some money in your pocket and go to the pub and have a pint with them and chat with them, you know, getting knowing others or have education rights at least, you know. I think that's the basic principle of democracy, having education rights.
Mm. So. And so what happened then when you got your refugee status? I mean, did that...
Well, when you have to start in the scratch and then try to get on with your own life and find a work or try to, you know, continue with education or learn the language and just get on with the life, basically.
And getting a job, was it difficult to...
Well, it is, because your kind of experience you have, the country you come from, and the qualifications you have, in some places it's not recognized, and that's a big major problem for the people to find a job and to work in the area they want to really work, or they have a passion, or they have that experience to work in that area. It's difficult to get a job.
Hmm. What area did you have experience with, and what?
Well,
area?
I have experience in human rights and journalism.
Yeah, and that wasn't a possibility for you to.
Well, it is not a possibility in the. I don't think in the short term, but in the long term, I'm hoping to get it, and I know why I can get it. Why not? You know, if I work hard on it and do another a few things, so I think I will be able to do it.
Yeah, and by and large, though, I mean, if you're going for jobs or going for interviews, did you feel that there was a welcoming, or that people were distrusting?
Well, generally speaking, Irish people, they great people and a great nation. I don't hesitate on that, and I have a great friends as well. But in some places, of course, it doesn't happen to only refugees or other foreigners. It does happen to the Irish person as well. But of course, as a foreign, we might have a bit of difficulties as well. So I had my own own experience. I went to the interview somewhere, and because of you know, I thought I was discriminated. Otherwise, I was capable of doing that job and work, you know, get on with my life. So I think it does happen still, if we say no. Unfortunately, it does.